First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. This is Holy Week, the final week of Lent as we journey toward the cross. The devotions for this week are focused on scripture texts related to the events in Jesus' final week. We offer these reflections to guide you as you continue your journey in Lent, moving closer to the cross. The devotion today for day 36 of our Lenten journey is based on Mark 12, verses 28 through 34, the Great Commandment, and is given by Janet Cleland. Let the music prepare you for the reading and hearing of Scripture.
One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far away from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question."
Sometimes when I read a passage of scripture that is familiar to me, I like to imagine myself in the passage to give me a different perspective. Please join me in this little exercise by using your imagination. I picture myself in this scene, eavesdropping on the many people who come to Jesus to try to trick him. I listen to the scribes and Pharisees disputing with one another over what Jesus either said or what they think he might say. Then I notice a scribe off to the side. We lock eyes, and he approaches me and says, "Why are you looking at me with such suspicion? Do you think I'm here to ask Jesus a trick question?" It's true, I am a scribe, a lawyer. You probably think all the scribes and Pharisees want to trick Jesus, but not me. I think he's the real deal. Excuse me, I'm about to get my chance to ask a real question, not a trick question. Then I watch the scribe walk over to Jesus and ask, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment?" And then I hear Jesus quote the Shema, the prayer that is central to Jewish identity. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." I hear the scribe affirm Jesus for his answer, and tell Jesus that to love like this is much more important than burnt offerings and sacrifices. Jesus then affirms the scribe for answering wisely. It is not lost on me that Jesus tells us that the most important commandment is about love. Yet we live in a culture that poorly defines love. We use it superficially. We love chocolate. We love our cars. We love a song. We love our family. We love God. We live in a time when the word love is greatly abused, and it's important to remember that the primary component of biblical love is not affection, but commitment. The word love is both a noun and a verb. Love, the noun, is a noun when reduced to an emotion, a feeling. Love is a verb, a doing word. Love is action. I once heard love defined as rugged commitment. In my spiritual journey, I have found that to be true. Let's face it, to love God with all that we are, to love ourselves with all the baggage we carry, and to love others, including those who are hard to love, is not an easy task. Love helps us to discover what we're made of and what we're made for. I quote Nadia Boltz-Weber, who said, "The truth of who you are is found in the eyes of God, not the eyes of the world. It is the love of God who created this world and called it good. It is the love of God who walked among us as Jesus of Nazareth. It is the love of the God who knit you together in your mother's womb that gets to tell you who you are. Nothing else, no one else, not the media, not a family who wishes you were different. Only the God who knows and loves you fully can tell you who you are. And this is true of everyone, the good and the bad and the boring. That is the God who commands us to love God with all that we are, the God who created us and loves us no matter what, the God who commands us to love ourselves, the God who calls us beloved and delights in us. We are to love others as we love ourselves. I don't know about you, but this is a journey. In my spiritual journey, I've discovered that loving God with all that I am and loving myself and loving others is a daily intentional commitment, a daily choice to practice the presence of God, to listen compassionately, and to love with rugged commitment. All I can say is, it is a good thing God's mercies are new every day. To follow the greatest commandment is to be a new kind of person who, because we've seen ourselves as God sees us, can love others, including our enemy, including ourselves. I wonder how you wrestle with the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. I wonder. Loving God, give us hearts that love you, that love ourselves, and that love others as our brothers and sisters, whom you love unconditionally. May it be so. Amen. Thank you.